out there is doing all right, especially all of our church family at Peoples Valley Baptist Church, as we bring our study in the book of James, a series of faith that works, amen. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the Christian's hardest control. The Christian's hardest control out of James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Now, thank God, as I read off the scripture, we're going to go right through it at that time. And that way you can actually try to watch the scripture with me tonight as well. It's a tremendous blessing. I want you to keep lifting your prayers up for some of our church family. Bill Kimmons, keep him in your prayers as well. Earl Matheson, you Bradley. Gail, George, continue to keep her and all of our church family in your prayers. As we pray here in just a few minutes and open up with prayer, we'll have a very short song, Heaven's Jubilee, that we're going to sing for our worship tonight. And then we're going to get right into the book of James. Thank God, James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. And tonight, as we talk about the Christian's hardest control, let me tell you, it's the tongue. Every one of us have difficulties in that area. And, of course, the devil, he feeds us slop anyway that's out in the world. And you can pick up easily all of these things. And so let's have a word of prayer before we go any further. Father, I pray, God, that you'll just send your anointing. And Father, this word of God, that as we read over it tonight, that you add your blessings unto it. Make it easy, Lord, for those to follow along and, Lord, to receive something from it, Lord. That, Lord, that you'll just give us maturity and strength in our closeness with you each and every day. We're so thankful for this great honor and privilege. Now, Lord, just be with our church family. Be with the many, Lord, that are sick and afflicted. Be with all of our nurses, our doctors, and, Lord, for those on the front lines. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll reach out and send your healing touch their way. And those that are fighting for their lives, that you'll be the great physician that they need to represent them and to bring them back to a complete replenishing of health. Thank you tonight for this great honor to speak on your behalf. Lord, I ask that you'll just continue to bless Peoples Valley Baptist, all of our deacons, all of our many members. And Father, we're just so thankful for the family of God. And Lord, you said you knew, Lord, that we love you because we love the brethren. So touch us tonight. And Lord, just use this word of God. And Lord, we just give glory and honor to you, Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank God as we look. I'm going to see if I can make an adjustment here because I see there's some things that's not set. And I'll try to put it on those so that they can. There we go. Sorry about that. I don't think about some of these things sometimes. But take your, if you have a song book, we're going to sing Heaven's Jubilee. I want to tell you, if you don't know that song, and the reason I sing these old songs, you ain't got to worry about no copyrights and dealing with any of those things, especially when I put this on sermon audio and breaking any laws and licenses as well. And so I thank God. Heaven's Jubilee. This is a good old song. Sing along with me. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air. Coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise. Headed for that jubilee yonder in the skies. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting. Oh, that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory. Hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be all the living saints to fly to that jubilee. Oh, what singing. Oh, what shouting, oh, that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior yonder in the skies. When with all the heavenly host we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions that will join the song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, oh, that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, Hallelujah. When we meet our blessed Savior in the yonder skies. Woo, amen. Oh, I tell you, let me get on this last one. I'm going to sing it, last third one again. When with all the heavenly hosts we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior yonder in the skies. Well, I tell you, I'm so thankful for our piano player, Sheila Senior. She's been with our church for way over 30-something years, amen, and how dedicated. And we just want to send flowers of thanks out to her. And also we want to remember Sister Mary Pruitt. I think she's had a birthday that come up. And I believe that her and Brother Daryl, Mary and Daryl Pruitt, they've got an anniversary coming up as well, amen. And so I thank God for all of our church family. And tonight as we get into the wonderful Word of God, amen, out of the book of James. Man, I tell you, ain't nothing like getting into the Word tonight, amen. James chapter 3. Verses 1 through 12, amen. Now follow with me tonight, because as we go through this, I'm talking about the Christian's hardest control. And one of the hardest things that every one of us has a problem with is controlling this tongue right here. It will get us in all kinds of trouble, amen. And so I thank God as you look at our screen, and hopefully you can see it okay. If I try to see if I can move over just a little bit and give you a little bit of good more room to look at it as well tonight as we get into it. Here tonight as we look at Sunday, July the 19th of 2020. This is 27th of Tammuz of 5780. I thank God this is the Jewish calendar that reflects on the vision, the light that comes from the eyes and the vision in this month, amen. And so I thank God as we look at the Word of God tonight, the Bible begins to tell us in James chapter 3, verse 1, and I don't know if that red is even coming in. I may have to do something different if you can even see it. Amen. But it says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation." Amen. Well, I thank God tonight as we look, there are four things about Christians that you need to know about the tongue. Amen. Remember, we're talking about the Christian's hardest control. Four things Christians need to know about controlling the tongue. Hallelujah. Amen. Number one, the tongue stumbles and it sins often. Amen. That we're told in the Word of God. I thank God. He says, "My brethren, be not." He says, "For many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body." Amen. And so I thank God as we look and realize that how truly blessed that we are. You know, as we start out here in the book of James in chapter 1, it talked about being patient when you're in trouble. Amen. As a Christian. Amen. In chapter 2 of the book of James, it talked to us about practicing the truth. Amen. And here in chapter 3, it's talking about having power over the tongue. Amen. I tell you, Christians have problems with their tongues. Amen. The tongue is mentioned in every chapter of this book of James. And James knew that the control of the tongue was the barometer of the Christian's maturity. Amen. I thank God as we look and realize how truly this is one of the things that we're challenged in as men and women of God. Amen. Boy, I thank God James has something to say about the tongue. Amen. Boy, that he tells us. Amen. He says, "Wherefore, my brother, beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." Amen. You know, I tell you, as we look and realize that we need to control that tongue. Amen. And I thank God verses 2 through 5 that it talks about that, amen, that it begins to tell us about that we need. It's a revelation of a controlled tongue in verses 1 and 2, amen, as he begins the discussion of addressing the primary about teachers, amen, because in verse 1, let me back up, he tells us, amen, he tells us, he says, my brethren, be not many masters. He's talking about teachers, amen, those that teach, amen. He says, the word masters speaks of teachers. Here we see verses 2, 3, 4, and 5 about the controlled tongue. Amen. Boy, I thank God as we look, it's important for that teacher to have control. Amen. That when they communicate the truth. Amen. Therefore, that it's understandable that when they're talking about the tongue, that James speaks directly to those who use the tongue. Amen. And so I thank God it's conveyed to knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation, he says. What James refers to teachers, he says he's speaking to those who are teachers of God's Word. And I thank God it's a great responsibility and accountability, amen, that we got, amen, we got to be strict about that. God said he is going to be strict with us about those things, amen. And so I thank God as we look and realize that that's one of those things that not many believers should become teachers, because teachers are going to face a stricter judgment. But I thank God we've got to we can't avoid the gift that God gives us, amen. And there's a lot of gifted teachers that are out there, amen. Well, I thank God. Mary Senior, thank God for teaching the ladies' class for the many years you've been teaching it. You're a tremendous blessing to our church, amen. And I thank God. Brother Bob Carroll, he's been a teacher at our church for a long time, amen. We thank the Lord and send flowers out to him. Praise the Lord, amen. And boy, I thank God. John Underwood is one of our teachers at the church. Praise God. And David Kahn, and I thank God he's one of our teachers as well that teaches our children. And boy, I tell you, we're tremendously blessed with folks. Richie is another one that is a blessing to each and every one of us. He's a teacher as well. And so I thank God tonight as we look and realize that it stresses a point of truth that a person that commits their life to teach, they've got to be careful and be strict about those things, amen. And so I thank God as we look at that, the tongue stumbles and sins often is what it tells us. James tells us that teachers are held to a high standard to face stricter judgment, amen. And so I thank God as we look and realize that it tells us that. And so he tells us that the tongue stumbles and sins. In verse 2 he says, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body, amen. And so I thank God, for in many things we offend all, he says. You know what? The word offend means to stumble. And what James is saying is that there, in many ways, all of us stumble. We all stumble and we fail the Lord, and we stumble and fail the Lord in many ways. And by reminding us that we stumble, he's telling us that what he has to say about the tongue is not limited just to teachers, but it includes every believer that is out there right now. He begins dealing with the tongue and tells us that the tongue is something that is very revealing. Amen. You know, the doctor, he'll ask you at one time to stick your tongue out. They better not while the virus is going on, because they got a face shield and all that. And I remember a while back having a physical, and that's one of the things they didn't do. But they would ask you to stick your tongue out. And by looking at your tongue, the tongue was very revealing to tell about your health. And I tell you, I thank God today if some folks stuck out that tongue, amen. Being humorous is what would they see and what would happen, amen. And James describes a tongue in verse 2 that is a controlled tongue. He speaks of those who offend not in word, amen. He tells us that the controlled tongue is very revealing. What does the controlled tongue reveal? Well, first, it reveals a spiritual maturity, hallelujah, amen. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man. Now, that word perfect, it does not in the King James speak of being without sin or failure. He's just said that we all stumble. But the word speaks of spiritual maturity. He's telling us that our tongue reveals whether we are spiritually mature or not, amen. And so I thank God as we look and realize that He tells us this, amen, that the tongue stumbles, it sins often. And so I thank God that's one of the things that we deal with, amen, because the tongue is always showing that we're patient and long-suffering, we're kind, we're rejoicing in the truth, we're not bragging, we're not puffed up, we're not jealous, we're not rude, we're not provoked, we're not thinking any evil thoughts or any evil things, and bearing all things, enduring all things for God, amen. And so there's only one thing that can be said, how short we are of the glory of God. We need to give every bit of the glory to our Lord and Savior, amen. And so the tongue speaks what is in the heart or mind, and it is the tongue that shall either justify or condemn us before God, amen. Well, I thank God. The point is, nevertheless, the fact is a warning is issued by the Lord Jesus Christ that we must always remember that the believer's warfare is spiritual and mental, amen. Boy, I thank God I'm listening at that storm outside that slowed me up from coming on here tonight, amen. That's making some noise out there, amen. And so one of the things that we've got to be able to watch out about is coming up in just a minute, amen. And that is the tongue, the second of the four things that a Christian needs to know about the tongue is the tongue is a little member and boasts great things from verses 3, 4, and 5. I thank God. You know, there's two illustrations that are given that considered the bit or a bridle that is put in the mouth of a horse to guide and turn that horse's body, amen. The bit and the bridle are ever so small, amen. Consider the small rudder or hem that guides a ship. It even controls the ship through the winds of a fierce storm. And I thank God even how small that it is. Even with the tongue, it is only a little member of the body, but it's got destructive power, and it's very great when it does it. It can boast great things, and the idea is the making statements that one's ability, one's talents, one's self-sufficiency, one's triumphs, one's possessions, one's positions, one's spirituality, these are all talking about somebody's accomplishments, amen. But a person can boast about anything, and he can boast in a quiet, unassuming way, or boast by talking big, but no matter how boasting is done, it's destructive, amen. It either lowers the image of a person in the eyes of others because of his boasting, or it makes the listener feel inferior or less a person than the boaster, amen. And so this is one of the things that we deal with, amen. And so Paul called the believers at Corinth spiritual babies in 1 Corinthians 3:1. They had been saved for a period of time, but they had not grown in the Lord in their spiritual maturity, and they were still spiritually immature. And one of the indications that we're growing in grace, hallelujah, is our ability to control the tongue, amen. It's a mark of spiritual growth and maturity. And there's always those who gossip and talk about others, amen. And so it's sad that we see things that happen like that, amen. And so every one of us, as we look and realize that I know that it's one of those difficult things that we all have to deal with, amen. And so, you know, one of those things that we all go through. I can't help but think about the guy one time that a woman came up and she had a problem with gossiping. And so she came up to the altar and the preacher says, well, lay that tongue on the altar, amen. And so the next thing you know, here's 40-foot altar that's not available, amen, because there was a 40-foot tongue come out of it. No, I'm just kidding, amen. A little bit of humor, but I thank God every one of us have problems gossiping. All of us do. And so he's talking about spiritual maturity and how that we can be masters of that tongue, amen, to be able to overcome it, amen, able also to bridle the whole body, amen, that he tells us in verse 2, amen. And so I thank God each and every one of us are dealing with those things today. And so the results of a corrupt tongue is one of the things that we're dealing with. And, you know, I thank God, why must I watch what I say is one of the questions that we ask ourselves. Because my tongue, it directs where I go. I tell you, when we put bits in the house, the mouths of the horses, we can turn the whole animal in verse 3. Or we could take ships as an example. And although they're so large, they are driven by strong winds. They're sealed by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go in verse 4, amen. And so I thank God. Why do we got to watch what we say? Because our tongue directs where we go. And so it's very, very important that the beneficial use of the tongue, amen, that it says, behold, that he's talking about, that we put those bits in the bridle. He said, behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small hymn, whithersoever the governor listeth, amen. And so I thank God each and every one of us realizes that the results of a corrupt tongue that he's telling us about, James has given us this illustration. Amen. And so he said in verse 2, the tongue stumbles and it sins. He also said the second thing, the tongue is a little member and it boasts great things. Of those four things that we've got as Christians have got to get under control, amen. The third thing is a tongue is a fire and it's a world of iniquity. I thank God that he tells us as we go on into verses 5 and 6, amen, that he's telling us still that this from verses 2 all the way down to verse 5 is a controlled tongue, amen. And so I thank God. One of the things that we see, that why must I watch what I say? What I said a while ago is my tongue directs where I go in verses 3 and 4. But in verses 5 through 8, my tongue can destroy what I have. I thank God. The Bible tells us, he says in verse 5, that we've got to consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. That the tongue is also a fire. In verse 6, it sets the whole course of his life on fire, and it is in itself set on fire by hell. And so the tongue is a fire and a world of iniquity. That is the third of the four things that Christians need to know about controlling their tongues. Amen. And so I thank God. He says, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Amen. Boy, I tell you, the word matter that he uses there in verse 5, amen, that he's talking about, he's telling us that it means wood. It means a forest. It's the matter of raw materials of things that can catch on fire, amen. It's that a great forest is set on fire by only a little bitty spark like your tongue. And so it's with the tongue. The tongue is a fire that can set the entire forest of lives and relationships on fire, consuming and destroying all that lies in its path. There's a world of iniquity out there, amen. You know what? I tell you, today we deal with a lot of horrible things because Satan knows how to get people to crave the nastiest things, amen. It won't feed you when you're hungry, the nasty things that Satan wants to give you. It won't fill you when you're hollow, and it won't fix you when you're hurting, amen. I tell you, there are some nasty things that the devil feeds some of the people out there today. I thank God. His Father gave us a substance and the world didn't give it to us. Amen. I thank God. Every one of us have been given the great blessings. God's children today are longing for some of the wrong things that they need to change their diet. Amen. Because the devil was feeding you some slop. And you need to get back on the good nutrition that the Lord God provides. Amen. Maybe you haven't listened or tuned in the Word of God for a while. Amen. But I thank God. It's a world of iniquity. It can cause what seems to be a world of sin and destruction when it is set ablaze. And think about the terrible damage that's been done by the fire of words and rumors. Tale-bearing and sharp and cutting remarks. Marriages have been destroyed. Children have been disturbed. Friendships have been damaged. Reputations have been ruined. And I'm going to tell you, there's fights that are aroused, injuries that are caused, bodies that are maimed, and promotions that are denied. Amen. And the list goes on and on and on, amen. And so it's sad today, amen, that you just think of a moment how all the evil of the world finds expressions in our words. Words that lead to immorality, wickedness, maliciousness, envious, lust, curse, blasphemous, covetousness, adultery, murder, and all of the anger and all of the things that goes with a fiery tongue, that Satan himself is the igniter of a fiery tongue, and any person who sets his tongue ablaze is following the tongue of Satan, of the fire of hell itself. And it's sad today that people let themselves get in trouble. Titus 3 verses 1 and 2 says, put them in mind to be subject to the principalities and the powers, to obey magistrates, and to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, and to be no brawler, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. And so I thank God as we look and realize tonight that it's sad today that the illusions that we talked about earlier about basically the bit that's small for the horse and the rudder for the ship, amen, in the case that helps us, amen. And so we see that there's beneficial uses of the tongue, but there's also bad uses of the tongue. And he said in verse 5, how great a manner a little fire kindleth, amen, that he tells us. And so it's sad. He says in verse 6, and the tongue is a fire. Let me move on to it. He said, and the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. And he speaks of how the tongue can pollute, is what he's saying in verse 6, amen. You know, it describes the tongue as a fire and a world of iniquity. And there's a vastness, variety of tongues of evil pollution that's out there today, amen. James says that tongue can defile the whole body. A whole body of a person's life can be polluted and defiled by that tongue, amen. The course of nature, the will of a man's nature is what he's saying, amen. Set on the fire of hell. Hell is a synonym of Satan. Our tongues can become an instrument of the devil, and if the devil is using us in any way, I'm going to tell you, you can be sure that our life is defiled and polluted, amen. And he's telling us the gospel and all of those people, they need to get things right. And so we've talked about three things that we need to do, amen. And we're going to talk about the fourth thing, amen, tonight. The tongue stumbles and sins, often in verse 2. The tongue is a little member that boasts great things in verses 3, 4, and 5. The tongue is a fire and a world of iniquity. But our fourth thing that Christians need to do to control the hardest thing of their body, their tongue, amen. The tongue is a restless evil, verses 7, that goes all the way down to verse 12, amen. I thank God. There it is. This is the fourth thing that Christians need to know about their tongue to control it, amen. The tongue is a restless evil, amen. Now, thank God we realize that in verses 2, 3, 4, and 5, the tongue was controlled. In verses 5, 6, 7, and 8, we see a careless tongue. A tongue that can set the forest on fire. A tongue that can speak for the devil himself. But I thank God, once we get on it just a little bit further, but I thank God, look at verse 7, it says, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. Let me go to verse 8. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Amen. And so, you know, it's sad today that the thing that he's speaking about, this tongue is a restless evil, amen. But he's speaking of how a tongue can have poison, amen. Tongue is only a creature that cannot be tamed, he said in verse 7. Men have tamed every kind of creature there is, some beasts, some birds, some serpents, and some creatures of the sea. But the tongue cannot be completely tamed by any man. That's what he's saying in verse 8, amen. The idea is completely and fully tamed. And no man can tame the tongue. And so, you know, it's sad today that we look and realize that it's sad so many people that they get themselves in trouble. That the restlessness, the uneasiness of always about what our tongues, God is always wanting us to do our very best, amen. And that is, sometimes we're inconsistent for the believer's tongue to be untamed, amen. A believer is just like a fountain for God. A fountain that is supposed to bring forth sweet water and instead of bitter water. And so I thank God that's the nature of a Christian today, amen. And so the Bible says in Psalms 34:13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that keepeth wide his lips shall open wide his lips and shall have destruction. And so he says as well, he says, whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. And so every one of us today, no fountain yields both salt water and fresh water. No good tongue yields both words of blessing and words of cursing. Only an evil tongue could do this, amen. And so I thank God as we look and realize that James describes how man has been able to tame various animals, amen, but he's not able to do anything else with this, amen. And so I thank God as we look and realize that the contrary tongue of how it's a contrary tongue, verses 9 all the way down to verse 12 that he's fixing to speak of, because listen, he says, and my tongue also directs who I am. My tongue directs who I am. It's inconsistent, in other words, because in verse 9, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. In verse 10, can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? Can a fig tree bear olives or grapevines bear figs? You see, we see that there's a problem that's here with these things, amen. And so my tongue directs who I am, amen. Well, I thank God. He says, therefore bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. He's telling us this, amen. Well, I thank God, as we read this, he's describing someone blessing God one minute, and the next minute they're cursing their brother, which is made after the likeness of God. One minute they're lifting up God, and the next minute they're tearing others down. Listen, therewith bless we God, and even the Father, and therewith we curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursings. And so I tell you, it's sad to know that someone could do something like this, that we could do things of that standing, amen. And so I thank God there's an inconsistency in use of the tongue, and there's the improper use of that tongue that he tells us. Because here in verse 10, he says, out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing, and my brethren, these things ought not so to be. You know what? These are words that are strong in negative meaning, that that such use of the tongue should never be true about us. He uses the illustration to drive home of his point, because it's very plain. He says, my brethren, these things ought not so to be, that he's telling us. And so I thank God that he's telling us. He says, doeth a mountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? And so here he's telling us some of the great things, amen. James is ending up where he started. A mature person controls his or her tongue. They will not bless God one minute and curse someone the next. It's the improper use of the tongue. And so I thank God that in closing, let me point out a statement in verse 8. But the tongue no man can tame. He's not saying the tongue cannot be tamed. He's described someone with a tame tongue in verse 2. What he's saying is that man cannot tame the tongue himself. Listen, listen. We're getting to the application of the message as I get ready to close out with 32 minutes. What is he saying is man cannot tame the tongue himself. The Lord must help him tame that tongue. And as one grows spiritually, by the help of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they learn to control their tongue. The Christian's hardest control is what I'm talking about. Hey, do you need to do you need your tongue tamed? Do you need control? You need to look to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He says in verse 12, can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. And so I thank God, every one of us, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. I thank God from the books of Acts. We see that it tells us, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. There you have the Christian way to use the tongue, amen. Because what did it say in Psalms 107? Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so, he tells us. What did Acts 1:8 says? But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. Amen. There you have the Christian way to use the tongue, through praise, through prayer, through proclamation. One man's prayer might well be the prayer for every one of us. Lord, help me to control my tongue through the power of the Holy Spirit. Help me to speak forth thy praises each day of my life. James seeks to advise us that we need to watch our words, amen, and consider that the average man uses around 25,000 words per day. Ladies, we got to double it for you, okay? Hey, man, hey, I don't mean nothing by that. It's women, their minds, they use both parts of their brains. Men, we just got one. Remember the story I told you a while back about the brain, amen? Amen, because remember they wanted to charge more for the woman for the man's brain than the woman's brain. Remember that story? And what did I tell you? Well, somebody finally asked them in the room because they needed a transplant and it never had been done before. He said, doctor, what does a brain cost? And they said, man, for a woman, it's only about $2,000, but for a man, it's $5,000. And man, they kind of took a little bit of, like, they wanted to go to the cheap side of that, you know. And they said, well, you know, why does it cost so much? And they said, well, hey, you know, because the brain for the man ain't hardly used. Hey, don't you remember that story I told? And so I thank God every one of us. May the Holy Ghost help every one of us, because 25,000 words per day, the average 30,000 really for a woman, it equates to a 60-page book per day. In a year's time, it comes to, 9,125,000 or 66 books totaling 600 pages each over a lifetime. It equals nearly 5,000 volumes, or to fill a large library. That's a lot of talking. The Holy Ghost helps us not to have a careless tongue or a confused tongue, but may we possess a controlled tongue. Because why must I watch what I say? My tongue directs where I go. And my tongue can destroy what I have. And my tongue displays who I am. What's the problem? What is the problem? We've got a heart problem. I thank God. For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12:34. And also in Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. So what is the solution? What is the solution? Look on my screen here. What is the solution? Amen. Number one, we need to get a new heart. Number two, we need to ask God for help. And number three, we need to think before we speak. Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Amen. You know, I thank God, one of the men in our church, and he was my school teacher, him and his wife both, Danny Campbell, usually when he prays, he'll pray Psalms 19:14. You know, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. That's wonderful scripture. If your lips, if they get you in trouble and they slip, I'm going to tell you, we've got to observe with care of whom you speak, to whom you speak, and what, when, and where. And so what am I saying? I thank God. You've got to get a new heart. Ask God to renew that heart within you, amen. And ask God for help in the matters where somehow or another, you know, there's some people, they cuss for a while after they get saved. They don't realize it. You remember the story about the old miners? The old miners were taking them old mules up, and man, finally all of them got saved up there around in the mines. And man, the next thing you know, why, the mules didn't even know how to obey the miners, because when they got saved, they didn't cuss anymore. And the mules were used to hearing some of the cuss languages coming when they needed to haul the coal and help with the chores up in the mines, amen. And it changed things, amen. Hallelujah, the Lord will change you, amen. And so ask God for help, amen. And think before you speak. Father, what a great honor it is tonight to be with those ones, Lord, that are listening to the book of James, that it teaches us how, Lord, that we should have control over this area of our life as Christians, amen. Help us in these areas. Many out there need a new heart. Some, Lord, they need help in this area to change their vocabulary to where it be more like you, Lord, how you would speak. and that it would give life unto those instead of death. And Father, I thank you so much. May we think before we speak, because the Holy Spirit is inside us, and it equips us, and it gives us the remembrance of the Scriptures that we need to keep on our heart and minds all the time. Thank you for the message and the Word of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, I thank